Oh, guys, welcome back, man. You know what time it is. It is time for me to preview the upcoming game on Friday of the Hamlin Lady Pipers versus the Anson Lady Tigers. I want to give a small shout out to everybody who's been listening and sharing the podcast and supporting. Thank you so much. Let's get into these stats as we shall, guys. Batting average wise, the Hamlin Lady Pipers are led by number 2, Emily Donovan. Her batting average is .571, while the Anson Lady Tigers are led by number 10, Abby Fallon, whose batting average is .455. On base percentage, of course, the Hamlin Lady Pipers are led by the freshman, Sayoni Patel, who is perfect .1000 on base percentage. Anson is led by number 11, Tawny Bland, who is at a .500 for her on-base percentage. Slugging percentage-wise, the Hamlin Lady Pipers are led by the big number 00, Samantha Gonzalez. Her slugging percentage is .903, while the Anson Lady Tigers are led by number 18, Jediah Spells, whose slugging percentage is .818. Fielding percentage-wise, number 2, Emily Donovan, is a perfect .1000, while the Anson Lady Tigers are led by number 10, Abby Fallon, with she is also perfect .1000. Win-loss percentage, of course, the Lady Pipers are led by Zoe Moore, who has a .714 win-loss percentage. Wow. The Anson Lady Tigers freshman, number 15, Yesenia Hernandez, hasn't gotten a win yet, so she is at .000 as her percentage. Of course, you guys already know that last time that they played was on April 1st, and with that win, Hamlin won that game 9-4, coming out on top on April 1st. Let's get into some team comparison stats-wise, guys. Hamlin's team batting average is .349, while the Anson Lady Tigers' batting average is .280. On-base percentage-wise, the Hamlin Lady Pipers are .432, while the Anson Lady Tigers are at .301. Slugging percentage-wise, Hamlin Lady Pipers are at .545, while Anson Lady Tigers are at .380. Field percentage-wise, the Hamlin Lady Pipers are a lockdown team at .909, while Anson is at a .745. Now, of course, win-loss percentage, we already talked about that, Zoe Moore, but the team average is .714. With Anson being at .000 for their team win-loss average. Hasn't really been a good year for the Anson Lady Tigers, but hey, they got a young class. That's all right. Scoring average for inning-wise, guys. Hamlin in the first is at a 2.6 runs their average. While in their second inning, they average 2 runs. Third inning, they average 2.8. Fourth inning, they average 1.6. Fifth, they average 1.2. Sixth inning, they average one run. And the seventh, they average 1.3 runs per inning. Now let's switch over to Anson. Anson averages .9 in the first, .7 runs in the second, .3 in the third, 1.5 in the fourth, .5 in the fifth, 1.5 in the sixth, and 1.0 runs in the seventh. Overall records, we will talk about Hamlin being 17-4 right now, second in district, while Anson has had a really, really tough year this year. They are 1-7 from the records that I have. League record-wise, Hamlin is 5-2, while Anson is 0-4. Non-league record, Hamlin is 6-1, while Anson is 0-2. And, of course, we talked about the head-to-head, Hamlin being 1-0 after that they beat them on April 1st. 9-4. This should be a tough test for Hamlin. Batting wise, we don't want them to get too comfortable, but the Hamlin Lady Pipers have been on a roll. They bounced back from the 10-0 loss to Stanford Tuesday night. They should be able to come out on top on this one. And there will be a JV game to follow. Also, Coach Botis had posted Tuesday there will be a game against Roll 10 in Hamlin at 5:00. Thank you all for listening, guys. And I just want to thank once again for everybody who's been sharing the podcast and listening. You guys have a great day.